Hi, let's look at should ask question number 6 in marketing, SAQ number 6. And SAQ number 6 sounds something like this. I've heard that there are 7 marketing vehicles. I've now learned about 4. Please could you tell me the other 3 marketing vehicles or marketing strategies so that I can choose what is right for me and my business? I'm going to be honest with you here and quite open. I was very, very tempted to not let you have the next 3 marketing vehicles in this video. I was tempted to keep them for the future blueprint marketing program. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you have all 7. So another 3 to come, so that you have a full spectrum of vehicles to choose from for your marketing system. And you do need to develop a comprehensive and cohesive marketing system, because with a system, you have opportunities to get big results, leveraging big results in your business. Before we proceed with marketing vehicles 5, 6, and 7, I better reset 3 conditions here. If you recall, I mentioned that we're talking offline strategies, not online strategies. Now, that doesn't mean you can't use these strategies in an online context, but that's not what we're discussing today in this video. Secondly, the condition I want to set is immediate effectiveness. That is to say, I'll be discussing the marketing vehicles in order of their immediate results. That doesn't mean number 7 is any less effective than number 1, but the speed of the results comes faster as you start with number 1. And number 7 comes more slowly in speed of results. Hope that makes sense. And thirdly, the condition I'm setting is that we're talking about interruption marketing. That's where you're trying to interrupt the attention of somebody to get them to listen to you. So let's look at marketing vehicle number 5. And we call that writing and publicity. Writing and publicity. Why have I batched those 2 things together? Because they could be significantly different and can be. The reason I batch them together is that they tend to have one common core factor. That is the ability to write, your ability to write. Now, I know you can write and you know you can write too. That may sound really silly, but you write regularly reports of a quality nature for your clients, don't you? All you need to do now is to learn to write a little bit more creatively, a little bit more client-centric. Let me give you some examples of this. Let's take the media. Journalists out there in local press and national press are hungry for interesting content that clients, their readers, want to digest. You can provide that information, that content, that interesting writing or interesting article. And all you've got to do is write and submit it. I went into the reception of a very well-known quality financial planner recently, and on her wall in her reception was a whole series of professionally designed holders for newspaper articles. They were her articles, and they gave great information and advice. And they appeared in both nationals and local press. Now, imagine being a prospective new client, coming into reception, a very nice reception, beautifully designed, and seeing a whole wall filled of your future advisor's newspaper articles. Your future advisor is a recognised, almost celebrity in the national press. How effective would that be? I'll give you another example of the power of writing. Now, do remember, the word author has the same root in language as the word authority. That's interesting, isn't it? Author, authority. Think about that for a moment. And use that when you think about another financial advisor, an IFA, who is now on his 3rd published book. And that's published and distributed in national bookstores like W.H. Smith. Can you imagine the power, the influence that he has over his audience, over his future prospective clients, over his existing clients, over the professional introducers that give him quality referrals? It's enormous. And all you've got to do is write or get somebody else to write for you. Write articles, write reports, write white papers, write interesting comment, but write and then get it out there to the world, starting with your existing clients, it will have an enormous impact on the way the world thinks about you. Let's have a look at marketing vehicle number six. And marketing vehicle number six is called promotional events. Promotional events. And having an event in which you're promoted and your skills and services are promoted is a wonderful way of getting your message out there to your target market. A promotional event starring you, or you being part of a much larger promotional event, is a fabulous way of getting groups of prospective clients sitting down and listening to you. What an excellent way to do business rather than prospecting one by one. The question is then, if promotional events are so efficient and effective, why do more advisors not do them? Well, there are some very good reasons. Firstly, as we've discussed in public speaking, you need to have the faith and ability and loss of fear to get up and present yourself in such a seminar or workshop. Next, promotional events do take a lot of planning and organisation, and that consumes time and energy and cost. Next, it is difficult to get the right numbers of bottoms on seats. You have to be able to promote it well, and often the first few promotions don't work, and so it's a continuous effort and cost again. Then, of course, once you have them, you better have a message which grabs them by the jugular and really attracts them to you. And many advisors are not good at creating such a clear and attractive message. Once the event is over, most advisors don't have a sensible or attractive follow-up plan. And that means that the numbers just dissipate before they've managed to convert them into new clients. And finally, it can take a long time to get results from a seminar or workshop or other promotional event that make it worthwhile holding in the first place. The return on investment, as it's called, can often take many months. That's probably the list of reasons why more advisors don't hold promotional events. Yet in spite of all those reasons not to hold such an event, those advisors that do report that the results are superb and highly profitable. They get a consistent, regular, high quality and quantity of the clients that they really want in their business. And apart from all that, you don't have to do it on your own. There are plenty of services around you that will help you to launch and run and follow up such a promotional event. The seventh marketing vehicle is advertising. Advertising. Why have I saved advertising to last? Because in my personal view, it is the least effective and efficient, certainly in the short to medium term. You see, advertising has all sorts of risks attached to it. First of all, you need to know whether your advertisement is even going to get read by your target market. And that means that unless you've chosen a very niche target market, you don't know where to put your advertisement, where the highest numbers of the target market are going to read it or even see it. Advertising can be quite expensive. Response rates are notoriously difficult to even start to predict. And you never know exactly why an advertisement has completely bombed, unless you keep testing and testing and testing in offline advertising. That testing process can be incredibly expensive, very tedious and consumptive of labour and time. So in my view, advertising offline is probably the least effective of all the seven marketing strategies. Now that you've listened to SAQ videos number 5 and 6, you're armed with 7 marketing vehicles, 7 major marketing strategies to take your message, package it and get it out there to your listening audience that's waiting for you to help them. And if you've chosen a good niche target market and made it very focused, all those 7 marketing strategies can work profitably for you. I look forward to seeing you on the next SAQ video.